Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. One does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. When the crowd saw that, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boat and came to Capernaum, looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered them and said, Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, For on him the Father God has set his seal. So they said to him, What do we do to accomplish the work of God? Jesus answered and said to him, Tell to them, This is the will of God, that you believe in the one he sent. So they said to him, What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can we you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it written, gave them bread from heaven to eat. So Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So they said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And as a matter of fact, sometime later, Jesus also mentioned that he is the bread of life, and those who eat him will have eternal life. So some of the disciples left because they said, it's so awkward to talk, to listen, that we eat his flesh, drink his blood. Jesus didn't change his wordings. So some people left. Jesus asked the rest who left, who stayed back, Why don't you go? Then Peter says, You have the only word from apart from you, where do we go? It's so true. Bread of life give us a life also. I just share with you an example, an experience. It was years ago when I was ordained priest, just after 1 or 2 years. At that time, I was working in Chongqing. And the legionary, legionary member told me that there is a girl in the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. She has cancer. So I went with them the next morning, very early morning, to see that girl. And I found her, she was very weak. It's really, he looked dying. Just bones. And whitish color of the face. talking, I find out that she is a Christian, not a Catholic. In my mind, I thought about Jesus in the Eucharist. Then I suggest, would you like to receive the Holy Eucharist? Because I thought, mostly for a week, she would go. Fortunately, she said yes. Then, the next morning, with the permission of the bishop, I gave her confirmation, gave her the first communion. I can see her face was so delighted. Also give her a statue of Our Lady of Lourdes with holy water that someone asked me to give her. When she touched the statue, I can see the face was so joyful. The next day, I went to see her also, very early morning, before the staff start working, because it's a woman's ward. It's not comfortable if they're changing late in the later hour. Of course, I did not go every day then. I entrust to the Lord this holy soul. Strange to speak, after a month, she left the hospital because doctors found out no more cancer. Eventually, after a couple of years, I found out that she got married and got some children also. So true, Jesus in the Eucharist is bread of life, along with spiritual life, also our own life. He gives us new life. Then I thank the Lord that we can share His life. That's what St. Paul says, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in us. Thank you, Jesus, you give us your life, so that we can more and more close to you. Thank you, Jesus.